In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Gospel today, our Lord's words, calls us to reflect upon the virtue of humility and the Lenten season as a wonderful opportunity for us to examine ourselves in this virtue and to strive to practice it more perfectly in our lives. Perhaps it is one of the virtues that by nature we find most difficult to practice, as our human nature often and in our environment and in our society are given examples of other than humility. Yet our Lord is the divine teacher and teaches us true greatness in the world. True greatness in before God is in the practice of this virtue. Saint Teresa of Avila said, "There is more value in a little study of humility and in a single act of it than in all the knowledge in the world." That's very profound, that one act of humility is worth more than all the knowledge of the world. And of course, St. Francis de Sales says, "Humility makes our lives acceptable to God, meekness makes us acceptable to men." And St. Augustine, "Pride changed the angels into devils, but humility changes men into angels." And so we are called to practice this virtue, and we, of course, are not left to our own devices to accomplish it. Our Lord gives us much help, above all his own example. He who is the divine teacher shows us by his example in his great humility, especially if we reflect upon him present in the Blessed Sacrament, how he keeps himself a prisoner for us night and day. And also St. Faustina gives us a wonderful way to acquire humility. She said, "He who wants to learn true humility should reflect upon the Passion of Jesus." And of course, this is a wonderful time for us to reflect upon our Lord's Passion and ask our Lord for the grace to imitate this beautiful virtue of his. And of course, Our Lady's Heart. Our Lady's Heart is for us the key to the door of humility. Sure, her heart, above all, shows us what true humility is in her fiat to God, in her yes to God, in her desire to serve and please God in all things, and in her Magnificat, by which she gave all glory to God and wanted none for herself. May our Blessed Mother grant us the grace this Lenten season to acquire this beautiful virtue of humility, and to help us love it more by uniting ourselves to her heart, that every thought, every word, every action we may accomplish through her heart, which will help us to acquire this great virtue so that we may be pleasing to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.